you know, that's a little fun song we do on all of our shows, and we hope you enjoyed that. You know, all them guitar pickers in Nashville, they used to be 10,000, now there's 100,000 and 5,000, or 500. No, I don't know how many there is. There's almost as many as there is here in Wilkesboro. I tell you what, now, Merle Fest has got some guitar pickers, haven't they? All through the years. Starting with Doc Watson. How about that, huh? Yes. You know, he made a big impact, Doc did. First time I ever played with Doc. I don't know why I'm off on a guitar kick here, but we got to get a fiddle to him, don't we? Okay. Well, you know, the first time I met Doc, I was in California. I was Bill Monroe's lead singer, guitar player, and Doc came out there, yes, and he came out there to open shows. We were playing this place 7 nights a week, I think it was, in that place called Ash Grove in Hollywood, California. And Doc came out there to open shows, you know. He had his own show by himself. He just came by himself. And I was telling B. Towns about this a while ago. We were doing a little interview, you know. And so anyway, Doc would open the shows every night, you know. He got there and sit down, play his guitar and sing, you know, and play some tunes. And he told me, he said, "Now, would you like to go out there and play a little backup guitar with me?" And I said, "Lord, I don't know your stuff, you know. I don't know what you do." "Oh, you can do it. It's simple." Yeah, it's simple for him. But anyway, I thought, well, you know, I was pretty young and up for the challenge, and I just went out there and played a little rhythm guitar behind him, you know, and it was a great experience for me, because I'll tell you what, I've never heard that style of picking, you know. Don Reno was a great lead guitar player, but I tell you, Doc Watson, he had his own style, and he was an influence on a lot of the young guitar players. Now we're going to hear a fiddle tune. Anyway, I thought I'd just tell you that. But right now, you know, this fella, he won the Fiddle Player of the Year. I don't know, he didn't win it this year. Something happened to him. Whatever it was, I don't know. But he did last year, I think, and the year before that, and maybe then he missed another year, and then he won it before that. Would you give a great big welcome to a guy named Jason Carter on the fiddle? He'll play you one.